Welcome to Help Me Quit Porn. This is episode 41 for March 27th, 2012. This is not your typical podcast. It's primarily about me and ridding myself of the porn in my life for good. If I can help you along the way, then so be it. Please join me in this adventure of ridding ourselves of the porn in our life for good. Since I've last talked to you, and you may have been wondering where I've been or what I've been up to, and I've been pretty busy. I've had a lot of things going on, and it's been over a year since I've last spoke to you. So it's good to be back to talk to you. I've had some great encouraging words, generous people to help me move forward, and I really appreciate that, and we should have unlimited bandwidth here for some time at least as things grow popular, and it's pretty amazing to me how popular this podcast really is. Podomatic, where you're listening to this, or on iTunes, it's pretty amazing, and that can only be thanks to God, because never would I think it'd be that popular. So I plan to do a podcast every 1 to 2 weeks at the latest. I would think it's going to be a bi-weekly podcast at this point and be about the same amount of length as it was before. So I wanted to give you some words of encouragement and tell you how I'm doing, and hopefully you're doing just as well or better. So as many of you know, I've struggled for a long time looking at porn. Had that problem for many, many years on and off, and it's tough going day to day, actually, you know, moving and thinking outside of looking at that stuff and trying to get that out of your mind is very difficult at times. And one of the ways we can do that is to recite verses in your head, memorize them, read the word. And I know that's probably the last thing on your mind at those times, but it really comes down to training yourself, or you're training your mind to actually be able to move away from that and actually think about what might benefit you more than what's here on this earth now, and what might benefit you and your family in the long run. So let me go ahead and share a verse with you. This is from Psalms. It's Psalm 101. I'm actually using the New Living Translation. It's very, very similar, at least to the other versions in this particular sense. But since this is more modern day English, I thought I'd share it with you. But I encourage you to read it yourself in whatever version Bible works for you. So Psalm 101, it's a Psalm of David. It says, I will sing of your love and justice, Lord. I will praise you with songs. I will be careful to live a blameless life. When will you come to help me? I will lead a life of integrity in my own home. I will refuse to look at anything vile and vulgar. I hate all who deal crookedly. Now, this is coming from David. David actually slept with one of his good friend's wives as he saw her bathing, so and had him killed. So you can see he's actually had issues, very different in some lights, very similar in others. So I say that to let you know that David, as someone who is seen after God's own heart, or seen as someone who is seeking after God's own heart, or similar in that sense, was actually able to be forgiven or ask for forgiveness and try and still live blameless. And that's very encouraging to the likes of me and you in that sense. So we'll continue here. At verse 3, this is Psalm 101, verse 3. I will refuse to look at anything vile and vulgar. I hate all who deal crookedly. I will have nothing to do with them. I will reject perverse ideas and stay away from every evil. I will not tolerate people who slander their neighbors. I will not endure conceit and pride. I will search for faithful people to be my companions. Only those who are above reproach will be allowed to serve me. I will not allow deceivers to serve in my house, and liars will not stay in my presence. My daily task will be to ferret out the wicked and free the city of the Lord from their grip. So you can see, even in David's time, he dealt with similar things. Verse 4 says, I will reject perverse ideas and stay away from every evil. In that time, it was is just as difficult as it is now, especially for a king who can hand anything he wants. So it's very encouraging to us that we can be forgiven, turn from that, and look the other way and kind of run the other way and try and recite these verses, memorize these verses, commit them to your heart, as the Bible says, and try and recite them when you're in times of temptation and need. So today with this short episode, I just want to encourage you to read Psalm 101. It's not very long. It's 1-7 verses. It's 1-7. And try and memorize some of that, or at least remember some of it and commit it to memory and to your heart so that you can try and turn from evil. That's one of the steps in the ways of getting out of pornography for good. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to please you in the way we live and what we do. We ask that you would help us commit these things to memory, to our heart, so that we can better serve you and be better for you and to others through you. Thank you for all you've done for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.